There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to day 36 of the Tabernacle, the Holy of Holies. E.M. Bounds once said, "To have God near is to enter into the Holy of Holies." And Billy Graham once said, "Only when we understand the holiness of God will we understand the depth of our sin." Our text for today is Exodus chapter 26, verses 31 through 33. "And you shall make a veil of blue and purple and scarlet yarns and fine twined linen. It shall be made with cherubim skillfully worked into it. And you shall hang it on four pillars of acacia overlaid with wood, with hooks of gold, on four bases of silver. And you shall hang the veil from the clasps and bring the ark of the testimony in there within the veil. And the veil shall separate for you the holy place from the most holy." Larry Fogle provides an excellent introduction for this week's devotions as we arrive at the veil in our study of the tabernacle. The holiest of all was the second room of the tabernacle building. It was beyond the holy place in the most inward section of the tabernacle. The holiest of all was the most special place in the entire complex, for it housed the presence of God in the midst of the Hebrew people. In order to access the holiest of all, entrance had to be gained through the veil, the entranceway between the holy place and this most sacred room. Exodus 25 through 27 gives us the dimensions of the most holy place, the Holy of Holies. It was a perfect cube, 15 feet long, 15 feet wide, and 15 feet high. The veil separated people from the presence of God in the Holy of Holies, symbolized by the Ark of the Covenant. Interestingly enough, when we read the last book of the Bible, Revelation, we discover that the New Jerusalem in the 21st chapter is 1,500 miles long, 1,500 miles wide, and 1,500 miles tall. That's from Revelation 21:16. The New Jerusalem, where we will forever worship God in his presence, will also be a perfect cube. Remember what God told Moses that is recorded in Exodus 25, verses 8 and 9. "And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell in their midst, exactly as I show you concerning the pattern of the tabernacle and of all its furniture, so you shall make it." In other words, God told Moses, "When you build this place of worship according to the pattern I gave you, I will come and meet with you in the Holy of Holies." So the Holy of Holies had a veil to divide the holy place from the most holy place. Steve Fusion gives the historical context of the Holy of Holies in reference to the veil. The inner veil divided the holy place from the Holy of Holies for over 1,500 years during the Old Covenant of Law. The Aaronic priesthood, along with the people of Israel, held the Holy of Holies in awe mingled with fear. The penalty under the law for any form of violation regarding the Holy of Holies was death. Thus, the Holy of Holies was an unknown and, in some respects, fearsome realm. It was established by God in such a way as to be both mystical and forbidding. No one except the appointed priest dared go beyond the veil during the many long centuries leading up to the time of Christ. The natural linen veil hid the mysterious Ark of the Covenant. It was the sacred persona of the Ark that gave the Holy of Holies its imposing stature. The Ark, veiled from human perception, remained aloof, unknowable, and unapproachable. Thus, the veil symbolized the spiritual condition of humanity during the 1500 years of the Law Covenant. It was a condition confined to a natural tabernacle, which functioned according to a strict, dead-letter code of law. As we study the veil, we must remember the Holy of Holies into which it provided entrance. We must also consider the Ark of the Covenant, where God's presence resided, and the barrier of separation displayed through the veil. Some questions to consider. Why is it essential to discuss the Holy of Holies before we can fully understand the meaning of the veil? What do both the holy place and the most holy place, the Holy of Holies, dictate about the holiness and righteousness of God? How does the veil's division describe the reverence and awe we should have when entering God's presence? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.